प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गिरधर शिवास की गौर भक्तिवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर गोपा गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद की गौरंग की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भगवतम की जय। श्री भगवनंदन ठाकुर की जय। श्री वंशीदास बाबू जी की जय। गौर अभिवनंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू दियर समुद्रवती ऑल ग्लोरियस टू दियर समुद्रवती ऑल ग्लोरियस टू दियर समुद्रवती All glories to the Lord of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 15, text number 29. Vasudevan Griyanu Vasudevyan Granu Dhyana
Vasudevan Granu Dhyana
Parigrihita Ramhasa
Parigrihita Ramhasa
Bhaktya Nirmashtita Sesha Kasaya Dishanojuna Vasudev Angriandu Vasudev Angranu Dhyana
Vasudev Angranu Dhyana
Paribrimhitaram
Hasam
Bhaktya Nirmatita Sesha Kasatya Dishano Juna. Please chant.
Anyone?
Shisha.
Vasudeva Hungry. The lotus feet of the Lord.
The lotus feet of the Lord.
Anujana. By constant remembrance. Paribrinhita. Expanded. Ramhasa. With great velocity. Bhaktya. In devotion. Nirmatita. Subsided. Asesha. Unlimited. Kasaya. Adent. Dishana. Conception. Arjuna. Arjuna. Translation. Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided. Material desires in the mind are the trash of material contamination. By such contamination, the living being is faced with so many compatible and incompatible things that discourage the very existence of spiritual identity. Birth after birth, the conditioned soul is entrapped with so many pleasing and displeasing elements, which are all false and temporary. They accumulate due to our reactions to material desires. But when we get in touch with the transcendental Lord in his variegated energies by devotional service on Janmashtami time, the naked forms of all material desires become manifest, and the intelligence of the living being is pacified in its true color. As soon as Arjuna turned his attention toward the instructions of the Lord as they were inculcated in the Bhagavad Gita, his true color of eternal association with the Lord became manifest, and thus he felt freed from all material contaminations. Om Jnana Timaram Dasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksu Unmilita Minatasmai Sri Guru Vedamaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Jayate Guru Yakripa Tamaham Bande Sri Guru Ndina Karuna Avancha Kalpa Tudu Bischa Kripa Sindhu Baheva Cha Patitanam Pavane Yo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Sri Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My only constant companion, my only friend, my guru, my wealth, that which has delivered me, my great fortune, and the source of my good luck, the form through which I taste pleasure, my obeisances unto you, O Srimad Bhagavatam. So, as Nanda noted on Tuesday, Arjuna is, in these verses here, he's in a mood of recalling the instructions he received from Lord Krishna. And this allows him, as Soma indicated in yesterday's verse, to clear his mind, and then with that clear mind, think of the lotus feet of the Lord. And then with such thinking, as well as the result of such thinking, that becomes the focus of today's verse. There were two words from yesterday's verse that make a significant contribution that helped in Arjuna's case and give us an ability to understand how Arjuna had this ability to have this type of meditation. Not just that he heard the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, this we all know, but that he spent years we've spent years sharing these instructions of the Bhagavad Gita that we've also heard, that we came in contact with. But the result might not be the same as Arjuna's word that we're meditating upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Those two words from yesterday's verse are very significant. Sometimes when you're listening to the lecture, I was listening to one just the other day, and Prabhupada said, there are many important words in this verse. So these two words I feel very important from yesterday's verse. Suhadina ati gadena. By deep friendship, in a sense of intimacy. So this sense of friendship, this sense of intimacy that Arjuna had with Krishna allowed him a certain appreciation and access to the result of remembering Krishna, and namely, thinking of his lotus feet. That intimate friendship allowed, as we know Arjuna says in the Gita, you know, when he's faulting himself, you know, I sat in the same bedstead as you, I considered us to be friends and equals like that. So, but that type of relationship that he cultivated, it allowed him to think of the lotus feet of the Lord. The word used here, angri. This clearly indicates the lotus feet. Actually, in the Sanskrit dictionary, the word angri notes that this is the root of thinking of the lotus feet, that this is the root direction of going like that. So, and not just, you know, meditating 2 or 3 minutes, you know, thinking just, you know, for a little bit, okay, great, let's move on with my day. But in a way that's clearly noted by the Sanskrit words from today's verse, Ramhasya Bhaktya, with great velocity and great devotion. These two combined, the mood of bhakti that is there in Arjuna allowed him very enthusiastically, utsava, very enthusiastically to progress forward in remembering those lotus feet. If we look at the word velocity, it indicates very rapidly with the swiftness and speed. So at a time of need, this should be the mood the devotee is able to bring up from themselves. You know, I mean, it must be very nice. We've been devotees 40, 50 years, and, you know, we're still trying to achieve that goal. Still trying to be able to very rapidly, mahasya, bring up that mood of remembering the lotus feet and the resultant purification that comes from that. So, by Arjuna understanding and remembering the lotus feet in this way, something very, very special happens. And when we read a book, theatrical presentation, a historical presentation, what to speak of a spiritual treatise like the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a tendency to want to see what is the special event that's going to take place in this presentation. Is there something special that's going to happen? And in this verse, we see that there's something very, very special. Something that all of us need. Something that hopefully all of us are desiring for. Something that any of us that are on the path of bhakti want. You know, maybe we struggle with it, but we desire it. And what is that special thing? That all the trash in his thoughts subsided. This is interesting. This statement's got two sides to it if we examine it. One side is, what? Arjuna had trash in his mind? How is that possible? Now, to be clear, we're not talking about the trash wandering around inside here. Not this brain. No, not that kind of trash. But instead of his usual sublime, perfectly situated state of consciousness, Arjuna's experiencing some self-doubt, an inability to accomplish his goals, some confusion, some bewilderment. And so that type of a state of mind is the trash that's in his consciousness there. So, yes, as Prabhupada says, there is some trash to be taken out. Now, this analogy that Prabhupada uses, it's really very, very perfect. Tuesday mornings in my neighborhood is when the trash pickup comes. So So that means Monday night, I have to prepare for taking out all the trash. Collect all the unwanted, all the dirty, all the useless.